Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to try tracking time when you are not working, such as on weekends and particularly on vacation. I know that sounds a little strange as a tip, like maybe I don't understand the concept of a vacation. But I have found that tracking time truly cements memories and helps me appreciate this time off the clock more. Time keeps passing no matter what we do, and so it is easy to spend time mindlessly. We often need to be accountable for our work hours. Either we are paid by the hour, or we need to bill clients, or at least we need to get things done at certain times. The whole phrase, off the clock, hints at a difference between work and not work. One of the theoretical benefits of not work time is not needing to pay attention to the passing minutes. And yet, that is not really true. If you have kids or pets, you are no doubt accountable for them and their upkeep at certain times. We all have household responsibilities. We need to sleep certain quantities of hours in order to maintain our health and energy. We also have things we wish to do with our discretionary time, whether that's adventures or time with friends or hobbies. These things tend not to happen unless we are intentional about them and choose times for them. When we are intentional, we tend to have a better recall of our time. But even so, our memories can easily slip away. We can look at photos, but those only capture, well, snapshots in time. When you record how you spend your time, on the other hand, the memories become more accessible. You can conjure almost all of them back up. Indeed, it's not that hard to do so. I have been tracking my time continuously since April of 2015. I check in about 3 times a day and write what I've done since the last check-in. This only takes me a minute each time, so we're talking 3 minutes a day. It's about the same amount of time I spend brushing my teeth. My memory is as faulty as the next person's. But because I have these records, I am able to bring back all sorts of memories. For instance, I recently decided to pull up a week in April of 2017 to compare it to April of 2022. I knew roughly that we had gone to Hawaii in April of 2017. But thanks to my time log, I know what we did on the plane ride there. I remember the process of getting our rental car. I remember the pizza we found that first night. And whether we went on the resort water slides in the afternoon or morning, and which afternoon it was that I spent a lovely hour reading on the balcony while my kids were at the kids' club. All of it is still there. Having those memories there and accessible is a huge upside. And the only cost was being willing to spend 3 minutes a day recording what I've done. Now, I know that some people worry that noting how they spend their time on vacation would make them feel less relaxed. But I guess my question is, why? It's not a judgment. No one really cares if you spent an hour watching TV when there was a fabulous sunset going on outside and you just missed it. Whoops. No one cares if you stayed up until 2 a.m. some night reading or whatever. It is just information. You don't need to learn any lessons based on this log. Instead, think of it as memory keeping, like a scrapbook. When you have a good time, you'll be able to look back later at the log and note every hour of this precious time. When you look at the photos, it will reinforce the time records. And all of this will help you truly believe that you live a rich and full life. So why not give it a try? If you want to take baby steps, try tracking time over the weekend for a few weekends, just to get in the habit. Hopefully, you will have some adventures then to remember as well. And you will be ready to get tracking the next time you go somewhere special. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.